This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The plan was delayed for a couple of weeks, President Trump said, so he could talk with Democrats about immigration reform. But now the federal government is reportedly ready to start rounding up illegal immigrants for deportation in several cities starting this Sunday. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will be targeting about 2,000 immigrants who have deportation orders against them in force. The head of the Federal Reserve telling a panel of lawmakers that the U.S. economy continues to move in the right direction.
The economy performed reasonably well over the first half of 2019, and the current expansion is now in its 11th year.
Chairman Jerome Powell was pressed about speculation that President Trump may try to force him out of that job, as he's been critical of the Fed, but Powell says he plans to fill out his full four-year term. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta holds a news conference yesterday where he defends the controversial plea deal that he helped broker for Jeffrey Epstein, the wealthy financier, in 2008. Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida at the time, and he and Palm Beach state attorneys were pursuing what turned out to be very lenient charges against Epstein before his office got involved. He speaks as Epstein is now facing new federal charges in New York involving sex trafficking of underage girls.
His acts are despicable, and the New York prosecution offers an important opportunity to more fully bring Epstein to justice.
Many Democrats still want Acosta to resign. A hurricane watch is out for Louisiana as the second storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is expected to form along the Gulf Coast sometime later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Five Iranian Revolutionary Guard vessels failed to take a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf, according to U.S. officials. CNN reports the incident happened as the British Heritage tanker was leaving the Persian Gulf on Wednesday and crossing into the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian boats reportedly approached it and ordered it to move into Iranian waters. A British Royal Navy frigate was nearby, though, escorting the tanker and trained its guns on the Iranian vessels, ordering them to back off, and a U.S. aircraft was also overhead, catching the entire event on video. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to vote today to authorize a dozen subpoenas to top current and former Trump administration officials, and the list includes senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The Democratic-led committee looking into alleged obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation. Others on that list include former NSA Michael Flynn and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. And Jim Beam is facing fines after that fire at its warehouse in Kentucky caused environmental damage. The July 2nd fire led to a runoff of a large amount of bourbon into the Kentucky River, and that caused a massive, severe fish kill. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let me tell you, we can't do this alone. We've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen. We need your help. All hands on deck. This is not a Republican or a Democrat or independent kind of thing. This is an American kind of thing. This is the salvation of the great American experiment. You know, I don't know about you, if you're getting increasingly frustrated about this logjam in our government. I mean, this brinksmanship that continues to go on. You know, we keep hearing, you know, from both sides of the aisle about the issues of immigration, health care, and, of course, the budget, to name a few. You know, they say these are highly complex and highly political, especially in this Trump presidential era. You know, the American people expected to continue to accept these self-serving excuses. I mean, what are we paying for it, after all, right? For those of us who have been compensated for our performance and positive results, all of our professional lives, this sad performance by the political establishment does not measure up to any work standard that I'm aware of anyway, except only in D.C. Whether you're an actor, an athlete, a CEO, or a coach, the free market ultimately compensates us and measures us based on our accomplishments, not our shoulda, coulda, wouldas, right? Like my old mentor would remind me, say, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line, you know, show me the money. Well, this is America I grew up in, a working man's country that knows the value of sweat equity and accomplishment. My dad, who raised nine of us, would say, an example that a good day's work is a credit to yourself and your family. I don't know how many Americans in everyday jobs could sustain their positions with the excuses that flow so easily out of the D.C. Beltway. This is why Main Street has had enough of the brinksmanship and incompetency of our government. We the people expect better, especially when you consider that we're paying for these sad excuses, right? Well, the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution clearly states that this is a government of, for, and by we the people. By its nature, we are commanded to be in charge and to be responsible for the end product. It's a cop-out to blame the establishment or the deep state. We the people have both the authority and responsibility to steward our government. It's time for the people to take a courageous and righteous stand for liberty like our founding fathers before us. You know, this isn't Nancy Pelosi's, Chuck Schumer's, Mitch McConnell's, or even Donald Trump's America. This is we the people's America. And we're putting all our elected officials on notice as of today. Get the job done. Or we're going to find someone else to get this country back on track, right? Our government must find areas of agreement beyond partisan politics to do right by the people who pay their salaries to do the job. Where's our unity of purpose? Where's the e pluribus unum, I keep asking? Political correctness, unending arguing for no positive purpose, has us all stuck in a bucket of gum. We have forgotten what is our unum and what truly makes America great. Listen to what our elected officials are telling us about these critical issues. We need comprehensive solutions, right? Oh, it's very complicated. Like as if, the people of Main Street couldn't figure this out. You know, I wonder. I think we could probably pick somebody, anybody out of Main Street and say, okay, hey, go take care of this problem. They'd probably do a better job. You know, just thinking, you know. Partisan brinkmanship is what it's coming down to. It's all blocking the way, you name it. Well, Mr. President, you know, maybe it's time to revisit. Remember that we had the Gang of Eight, you know, right? I think it's still in existence in some form. But instead of eight, I'm suggesting, how about a Gang of 12 that would represent Democrats, Republicans, Independents, old and new? Now, I like three separate Gangs of 12, okay, for each of these three critical issues. We'll have a Gang of 12 that focuses only on immigration, a Gang of 12 that does health care, and a gang that tackles our budget. Just 12, okay? We're not going to do the whole body, all the elected officials. I mean, this is where it gets too crazy. We have all this opining going on, along with the whining, and we're not moving the ball anywhere. We're not progressing, you know? And what I suggest, as opposed to eight senior officials out of Congress, is that we pick up 12, and let's have a good cross-section, okay? 12 that represent, like I said, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, old and new. You know, we need some freshman blood in there, too. I know they've been a little bit of a pain, and some people are thinking, okay, maybe they've gone over the board, you know, to a certain degree. Give them a mission. I mean, right now, Nancy Pelosi is keeping AOC pretty busy. She's complaining about it. She says, she's trying to keep me out of trouble by keeping me busy. Might be a good idea. But even, you know, I have no problem. But let's have it balanced. I mean, you know, because, as we said, this is about we, the people. The diverse views are, you know, can be, as Donald Trump would say, a beautiful thing. If we know how to deal with them, instead of, you know, getting into shouting matches, because nobody's listening at that point. But we've got to be able to sit down together. And you have 12 people together saying, okay, this is your mission. Come back. Come back with solutions that you can present to the American people, present to Congress, say, look, hey, this is what we've come up with, and this is how we're going to handle this problem. Because there is no question when it comes to immigration, it is massively complicated. I mean, right now, we have a lot of contention over the deportation of about 2,000 immigrants who have gone through the process. I mean, it's been a very generous process. I mean, in some cases, they're saying 15. I can't believe they're talking about the same group of people that are about to be deported. But they've run the course. They've gone due process. There's no asylum claim to be justified, so it's time to get back home. And people are up in arms, and I would agree. I don't generally agree with Geraldo, but this I would agree with him with, and that is that, you know, the president doesn't need to go around doing, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning raids. That isn't it. I mean, hopefully, what would happen is that, and I'm sure if you made an announcement, these people said, "Look, you've got to." We can do this one of two ways. You know, we can do it easy, or we can do it hard. Maybe the easy way might be, you know, surrender yourself. You know, come in, pick a time, you know, be here, let's move on with this. Otherwise, we're going to come knocking on you, we're going to find you out. You know, this could get unnecessarily complicated. And this way, if you do surrender yourself, and there's an opportunity for you down the road to come back to this country and be a positive part of it, then it'll be a little bit easier to address as opposed to having to track you down. Do you understand my drift here? So give the people an option to say, look, surrender yourselves. Let's take care of this. Don't let us come in. But I would agree at first blush with Geraldo. You don't want to be knocking on somebody's door at 2 o'clock in the morning. That puts everybody at risk. That's just crazy. It's bad optics all the way around, even though, as we've said, these people have gone through their due process. It's been determined they do not have standing for what they represented, and for their claim for asylum, it's been adjudicated. Time to move on. The tough thing, that aside, is the family members that are involved, and we're not just talking these that have gone through due process. We're talking the other immigrants who have been here for an extended period of time. Now that group, I think, in some cases, they're saying people have been here, you know, 15 years. Well, I think that might be an average as opposed to on the high end. I would not be surprised, because I know that there was recently a situation in California where somebody had been in the country, I think, for over 25, 30 years, family, they owned homes, everything else. Next thing you know, the dad's getting deported. And the kids, I mean, hey, there goes dad. Come on. I mean, this is absolute craziness. But the Gang of 12 I believe, dealing with immigration. The Gang of 12 dealing with the budget. And the Gang of 12 taking on health care, I believe, would go a long way in solving the problem. You know, my thoughts. What do you think? Let me know. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us today. We've got lots to share. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey,
there's a time for Goo-Goo and Gaga, and now is not the time, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a country to save. Fresh and independent, I am. Bill Martinez here, just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour, as we were saying. You know, this gang of 12, you know, what do you think about it? You know, in these three separate groups, okay? Don't give one and say, here, handle all three. That's way too much. But if each group, each in a balanced bipartisan group, okay, hopefully, presumably, they are mature individuals that can be reasonable and be able to share the ideas and come back with some practical solutions that the 545 senators and congressmen can vote on, as opposed to sitting around complaining and opinionating, okay? It's been a total waste of our time and our resources, and, well, you know what they say about doing the same thing, expecting different results, right? You know, we're smarter than this. You know, we can no longer afford to support a government of self-interest at any level. Just as when President Clinton announced, you remember, the era of big government is over. You know, maybe we're longing for the announcement that the era of government self-interest is over, huh? It's clear by all economic measures that whether it's a big government or self-interest, it's unsustainable. You know, we've argued these issues to death already. It's way past time to get her done, as they say. You know, our founding fathers, think about it, never envisioned a government that would provide a cradle-to-grave lifestyle. They gave us a government for a moral people that would fight and defend for all its citizens to realize their God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No guarantee by men, but an affirmation that we would trust in God's ultimate purpose for his creation. The signers of our Declaration of Independence understood that the colonies were disconnecting from an oppressive king, while at the same time declaring a dependence on God, our heavenly king, to help them help us realize this bold and revolutionary American idea. Because of who and what they believed in, consider for a moment where we are 243 years later. Say, not bad, you know, in spite of our human failings, by God's mercy. Today, we are the envy of the world. And it's arrogant, I think, to consider that things cannot change in a moment. History has proven otherwise. You know, you consider the Roman Empire, the Ottomans, England, Germany, to name a few. Nations have come and gone, so why would America be any different? However, for now, we are here. And what will history end up writing about this blessed and courageous American experiment? Our job is not finished, ladies and gentlemen. As Ronald Reagan reminded us about freedom, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Fight on, America, for which is noble, for that which is noble, good, and righteous. Are you in? Okay, let me know. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me a line. Add your thoughts to these ideas. And see if we have something here, because what we're doing right now, we just continue to drag this out. And, of course, oh, yes, right, the 2020s are coming up and everybody wants credit and, you know, the kind of, you know, rhetoric that's being thrown around. It's not advancing the cause, and it's below the dignity of the citizens of this country. Again, my charge and encouragement to all of us is that we, the people, I mean, our founding fathers turned the organizational chart on its head. We're going to be led by a king anymore. We're going to be led by the people, as Bill Federer said. You know, we are, as citizens, we are kings. Okay? And this is what it's all about. I mean, hey, we get to own property. We get to, you know, practice our own faith and religion as we so choose. You know, what a deal. To me, see, and the idea of liberty, you know, behind all this, the idea of liberty is that light on a shining hill that calls out to the entire world. No wonder the world wants to come here en masse. I mean, if you were on the other side, would you not want a shot at the freedoms that America offers, the chance to be the best you can be, the opportunity to dream big dreams, to even have a shot at realizing those dreams? You know, I think of other people in other countries. You know, what it must be like in North Korea, locked up in a gulag. You know, you just can't get along. It is against the very nature of man and the way God created us to be told always what to be oppressed to the degree that the people in North Korea are being oppressed. Can you imagine what kind of living hell they must be in? It is beyond me. And you hear the stories. And it's sad to think that you have all these people, whether it's there, China, other oppressive governments, where people don't have a opportunity to live out liberty and to, you know, pursue their dreams, you know, for themselves and for their family. But we get to do it here in this country, and we take it for granted. We take it for granted, and then we have people disrespecting, you know, what this country stands for, which, again, okay, look, at you got a First Amendment right. And we're going to have a conversation later on about where our First Amendment right begins and ends. That'll be coming up in the coming days. Also, programming note here, I'm really looking forward to this. You heard me mention it earlier in the week. Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino. Carrie's been on with us many times, and she's the chief counsel policy director of Judicial Crisis Network. Well, the two of these ladies have come together. They have written the book of books. It's the truth behind the Kavanaugh confirmation. Most amazing. It is a definitive account with shocking revelations, dire implications for the future of the court. I mean, we saw what happened with Justice Thomas, and then here we are, fast forward now in the era of Donald Trump. No holds barred. You know, the country and a judge, a jurist, can go through, you know, the insanity that he was put through. And it was an absolute mess, not only for Judge Kavanaugh and his family, you know, even for Blasey Ford, you know, for Dr. Ford, that, you know, the way this whole thing is handled, it just makes you wonder. You know, we went from Anita Hill, now we've gone to Kavanaugh. You know, what's the next round? What are we going to go through here? But, you know, these two, Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino, in this book, The Truth Behind Kavanaugh, the confirmation here, Justice on Trial, the Kavanaugh confirmation and the future of the Supreme Court, it's quite revealing. And once again, you'll go through and remember, because they report on some things that are nuanced, that wasn't out there necessarily in the mainstream news, and they dig deep into some of these things, and they ask questions, and it will spur on more questions for you as well. So, as I stated, we're going to be talking with them next week, and this book is based on interviews of more than 100 people, including the President of the United States, several Supreme Court justices, high-ranking White House, Department of Justice officials, and dozens of senators. The authors also spoke with leaders of advocacy groups and legal experts, with family, friends, former law clerks of Justice Kavanaugh, and with many others involved in the effort to confirm a successor to Justice Anthony Kennedy. So can't wait for that. So that's going to be coming up next week. More to talk about as well, as it looks like the president is going to, by executive order, we're going to get the citizen question made somehow. It's going to happen. The citizen question is going to be part of the census, the 2020 census. And of course, you know, hey, speaking of brinksmanship and that, we'll let the lawsuits begin. I mean, that's it. The census question, citizen question, has been asked up until Barack Obama. And then all of a sudden it found a way to be omitted for whatever reason. And I don't want to speculate, because we'll only end up, you know, getting brain bruised over any kind of conjecture and idea. But the fact of the matter is I think it's reasonable. A majority of Americans say, hey, look, why not? Why can't you ask that question? Especially when it has to do with the people's money and who represents them, right? Oh, but once again, all things political in this Trumpian era.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The plan was delayed for a couple of weeks, President Trump said, so he could talk with Democrats about immigration reform. But now the federal government is reportedly ready to start rounding up illegal immigrants for deportation in several cities starting this Sunday. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will be targeting about 2,000 immigrants who have deportation orders against them in force. The head of the Federal Reserve telling a panel of lawmakers that the U.S. economy continues to move in the right direction.
The economy performed reasonably well over the first half of 2019, and the current expansion is now in its 11th year.
Chairman Jerome Powell was pressed about speculation that President Trump may try to force him out of that job, as he's been critical of the Fed, but Powell says he plans to fill out his full four-year term. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea how many language classes I had to go to learn French and Russian. I know it's near impossible. It's like a round peg in a square hole. But, you know, some of us can make that happen. Hey, good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Surely I jest. Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project, joins us. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Very well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Isn't politics fun? I mean, we've been saying this, you know, for quite a while that Nancy Pelosi has her hands full, but there's just this little bit of a civil war that's taken place there. She finally had to tell the cats, hey, look, calm down here. I'm going to corral you in a corner, put you on timeout, right?
Yeah, and this really is showing you kind of the crumbling, I would say, of the power structure of the Democrat Party, because Nancy Pelosi is operating like it's basically, you know, 1820, and the new Democrats, the hard leftists that she has welcomed into her party, are acting like it's, you know, the modern day, using Twitter, which Nancy Pelosi isn't really good at, but using it as a weapon.
Right.
Instead of going to the New York Times, you know, really they're going to the American people, and that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar. But Nancy Pelosi made the bet that they're choosing to lie in. The Democrats welcome in the radicals of the party. You know, I've always asked, why is the communists and Marxists and anti-Semites and socialists always find a way into the Democrat Party? Well, that's because that's where they're welcome.
Exactly. I was going to say the welcome mat is out for them. Why would they not show up there? But, you know, you bring up a good point here, Megan, and that is that you've got old school Nancy, the new school, social media. She kind of poo-pooed it, said, oh, they only represent four votes. But, you know, they have millions of followers. And, you know, you and I talked about this specifically last time, the difference of Donald Trump and AOC, because they're both brilliant at utilizing Twitter. And but the difference between the two of them is AOC can get attention, but she doesn't know what to do with it after that. I mean, because the premise of what she does, you know, she got the big headline out there, and then when she has to explain herself or talk about it, it rings hollow. It's not there, as opposed to Donald Trump. Donald Trump can throw out a tweet and get ready. If you want substance, he's got plenty of substance for you. That is the difference between the two of them. But nonetheless, AOC is a force to reckon with. And I think that Nancy Pelosi is underestimating her influence. She may not like her influence, but as you said, she's made her bed, her political bed, and now she's going to have to, you know, sleep in it and deal with these very aggressive, you know, freshman representatives.
Yeah, she's going to have to deal with them, but, you know, we can actually look at what's going on within the Democrat Party, and we can see easily that Nancy Pelosi is not as powerful as she believes herself to be or as she used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that is due to, you know, many different reasons. You know, she can still wield the gavel. She still has the establishment class behind her. But the left, the hard left, the radical left, the communist left, as I call them,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't want anything to do with Nancy Pelosi because she is too moderate for them. You know, they believe that all they need to do is lean in to this radicalization and they'll win. So they don't want to take the center road. You know, I watch a lot of the leftist activists on Twitter. And they are doubling down on Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. Kamala, not so much. But these are the two that the hard left believes that the structural change, for example, which Elizabeth Warren promised would happen much quicker, of course, if you mm-hmm. got, you know, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, which are really just the same two people. There's not real any sunlight between
exactly.
You know, the socialist and the socialist league.
Is this a do or die situation scenario for the left right now, Megan?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know about do or die. You know, you see a lot of times the left will come back from the ashes. They did very well in 2018, mm-hmm. but we didn't do very well in 2018 because
we handed it to them.
Well, come on. But, you know, it's very hard when you have a investigation into Russia going on that's covering the news,
mm.
or an investigation of Donald Trump in Russia that is covering the news 24/7, and I think a lot of people just bought in. You know, midterms are tough anyway, but with Trump not on the top of the ticket, you know, we got our clocks clean.
Right.
But we also kind of, I think, allowed it to happen, so to speak.
Well, he didn't. I mean, Paul Ryan, I mean, he should have talked, you know, when you got 40 representatives saying, hey, I'm heading to the exit, you know, I mean, you don't have a meeting with them and say, look, it's strategically, let's like, you know, piece this out. I understand you've done your deal and you've done your duty. Hang in there, you know, hey, you 10 or 15, you decide to go now and everybody hold step for right now. And then, you know, the next cycle, then in the next 15. And let's do this strategically, not let 40-some guys just incumbents, you know, just go right out the door and, you know, and some additional incompetency there, especially in California where you had four seats, you know, four red seats just, you know, tip in one voting cycle in large part due to ballot harvesting.
Right, but I think that the midterms were perfect for Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan wanted to lose. He did not want to have total control as far as having Donald Trump having control. You know, he was a Never Trumper before Never Trumper was cool,
mm-hmm.
and it's not very cool anymore. But you know, the fact is that in 2020 we have a lot of room to make up, but we also have a lot of issues to deal with as far as this anti-Semitism and this radical left that has taken over the Democrat Party. When you look at Generation Z, for example, which are all the morons that are licking ice cream right now and putting it back in the shelves,
right?
The Democrats believe that Generation Z really is their generation. And they're right.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Generation Z is the 18 to, you know, 25 about year old,
mm-hmm.
18 to 22, if you will. And I've heard plenty of Democrat representatives, including one high-level senator, say that that generation really is what they're focused on. And with that, that's where the radicalism is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where the ignorance is that they can capitalize on. And so we'll see how the Democrat message, I don't think it's going to play out very well in 2020, but these radicals aren't going anywhere.
No, it's not. Well, even Marco Rubio, you know, I mean, he tweeted out the other day, just looking at all the insanity, including, you know, licking ice cream, you know, the craziness that's going on. It's like, What is going on here? I mean, is the country becoming totally unhinged?
Is that a question?
No, I'm just saying in agreement with what you were saying in terms of the mess insanity that's been, you know, you got, you know, like this gal licking ice cream and putting it back. I mean, it just doesn't bode well. I mean, the loss of civility and decency in our country right now is so questionable. It's all brought to you by the resistance and this animus toward, oh my God, the duly elected president of the United States.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, social media really amplifies stuff like that. That's what's going on. You know, before no one would have seen it. Now everyone sees it. And now it's an epidemic. I don't know that it's necessarily an epidemic. I think you have, you know, copycats that are going around trying different things just to become, you know, internet sensations in their 15 minutes of fame. But when you devalue life, then there is no respect for life.
Exactly.
And any portion of that life, whether it's the elderly, the lack of respect for the elderly, the lack of respect for the office of the president, the lack of respect for the flag, that the list goes on and on. And I really do believe this comes from the devalue mm-hmm. Of life in and of itself.
Well, on one hand, congratulations to the women's soccer team. Not so congratulations the way I believe they disrespected America and our flag.
Well, and here you go. I mean, you know, you want to talk about on a national stage, you know, the women's soccer team had every chance to actually add or act with class, and they chose not to.
That's too bad. Exactly. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste is the hippest. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan is co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project, also founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, I want to talk about Project Veritas' latest reveal, but before we do, really quickly, and there's been some question whether or not Mueller is going to come to the Hill as invited or subpoenaed or otherwise, however way you want to assess it, but that he may not show up because Bill Barr kind of gave him an exit ramp in saying, look, at if he doesn't want to be there, we'll certainly support him. He shouldn't have to be there after all. He gave the report, and whatever questions they ask, he says he's going to, all the answers are in the four corners of those pages. What's he going to do? Say, everybody, turn to page 37. Here's my answer.
Right. And I think Bill Barr had referred to it kind of just as a show. And this is exactly what the Democrats want. They want another soundbite. They want a grandstand. The questions that they're going to ask is not something that Bill Barr either can or wants to answer. He's already answered all of the questions, like you said, in the 400-page report. But if they can get a 30-second soundbite or a 15-second soundbite or fire off a tweet in order to create, more division in this country and also sabotage this president even further, that's what the Democrats are going to do.
Yeah, but it's also the Republicans asking questions as well. Does Bill Barr, do the Democrats want to roll the dice on the questions that will come at Mueller's expense that he's not going to answer? But it's going to be obvious why he doesn't.
Right, yeah. And I think that the Republicans will be great as far as finding out the origins of, the dossier. If you were looking into Russia, why didn't you look at the Russia connections to the Hillary campaign?
Exactly.
A lot of the questions that we all have, that will provide an opportunity. But, of course, the mainstream media will basically ignore whatever questions that the Republicans are asking and focus specifically on helping the Democrats carry out their tactics against this president.
Well, again, the attacks continue on conservative thought. Social media platforms are all in to be against this president. They've made it known we cannot have 2016 happen again, specifically Google. And you got James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, once again with their cameras, talking and revealing about 1,000 Google employees signing a petition to end Google's business with Breitbart.
Yeah, and 1,000 employees in a company like the size of Google doesn't sound that, large. However, what are the employees' occupations? Do they hold a lot of power? Do they hold a lot of influence? Are they managers? And so, again, we have, you want to talk about foreign interference in an election. We have domestic interference in the election. We have international interference in the election. Google is an international company. And when Google is choosing which people they will publish in search results, which people they will refer when doing searches, they exceedingly turn left and they ban conservative thought. You know, I have said often, if you go to DuckDuckGo and Google or DuckDuckGo something, and then you go to Google and Google something, you're going to get two very different search results.
Exactly.
And those search results are specifically manipulated by Google in order to create perception and in order to get influence. They want to, and they've been on the record, say that they are there to stop another Trump situation from happening. Now, these are coming from, you know, high up in Google. Well, they want to stop. What's a Trump situation? A Trump election.
Exactly. Well, you know, whether it's executives, you know, key department heads, 1,000 Google employees in any kind of organization, I mean, 1,000 employees, that would say something about the inherent culture of the organization, would it not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this just didn't come out of somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
To get 1,000 employees at any one time to do anything is a miracle.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, this comes from the top down. And, you know, there have been plenty of people on record, specifically a high-up C-level executive, that when they were at a Google conference, it was recorded, and there were plenty of executives that were literally crying and talking to their employees on an international conference, kind of video conference call, crying about the election of Donald Trump. And so, you know, this type of anti-Trumpism is definitely predominant in these companies, and it's shown through how they continue to shadow ban or deplatform or hide search results. From what I'm trying to find. My searches have changed just in 4 years. You know,
right.
I can't find the same information I used to be able to find. And so all of this information, yes, it may be at our fingertips, but Google is suppressing some information and pushing other information to the forefront in order to create perception and influence. And this is something that has to be dealt with. And really the only Republicans I see dealing with are Josh Hawley out of Missouri, as well as a couple others. I think Matt Gaetz is one
that's
spoken out on big tech censorship. But big tech is no longer a neutral platform. They are publishers because they are picking and choosing what they want to publish. But they have extraordinary amount of power. I would say they're the most powerful entities.
Well, how many more voting cycles are they going to influence before something's done about this?
Well, exactly. And so when you have this manipulation of information, like I said, it creates influence, and it has been reported that Facebook, for example, depending on ads and depending on other things that they do, can influence tens of millions of voters.
Mm-hmm.
Google has the same power. And so their influence, of course, is going to be less. And I think if they were open to liability, which if we remove the Section 230 clause by where they're protected, which it protects them from liability for being sued for libel, for example, that would be one way to stop. And also, James O'Keefe is, I believe, the lone ranger in how to stop these guys, because he's given a safe space for insiders at these companies to come forward and expose, you know, their evil deeds.
Exactly. Well, another exposure, again, this is one thing about Donald Trump. It's Donald Exposed Trump. It's become his middle name, Britain's ambassador. You know, he was trying to hang in there, but I was going, how long can he possibly survive, especially when President Trump says, I'm not talking to the guy.
The British ambassador?
Ambassador, right.
Yeah. Well, it looks like he said cheerio.
Yes.
It looks like he's out the door, so we no longer have a British ambassador who is really working alongside May. I mean, when you look at Donald Trump's tweets and how he raked May as well as Sir Darek, I believe it is,
yeah,
to the Coles, the ambassador, he had every right to do that. May was a disaster. She could not get the Brexit deal done.
But I tell you this, when he was there, though, in England, he seemed to, just give her some space and, and thank her for what she tried to, what she tried to accomplish. And, he spoke positively of her. And
of course, he was there, but yeah. On Twitter, it's a different story.
Of course.
On Twitter, he's going to fire off.
Right, exactly.
And this information came, much longer after his visit over to the UK, but after those cables were uncovered. But, when you look at Theresa May's, short time that she had in leadership, she didn't accomplish much at all.
Well, I wasn't convinced she was really for Brexit anyway, Megan, as you and I talked about. It seemed like her heart and soul was not in it.
No, she did not have the same type of, influence or power that a Thatcher did.
Mm-hmm.
She certainly was not the Iron Lady. It just seemed like she was a figurehead and nothing more.
Right.
And she didn't accomplish much. And so we'll see how the next, it might be Boris Johnson. That's what people keep saying.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens after the next election.
Exactly. Well, another article that you had at your website, ReaganBabe.com, has to do with Mexico. They've got a giant X-ray machine. This is almost out of a sci-fi comic book. But look at Mexico is taking this thing seriously. They've really been going a long way in helping America, helping us deal with the crisis at the border.
Yeah, because they don't want any tariffs and they don't want the border shut. They know where their money is, and that's America. And so what you see is using X-ray technology, scanning trucks that are crossing the border, and they found one truck that had over 200 illegal aliens in it crammed in the back of the semi. And so it's this human trafficking is what it is. And human trafficking is a huge business. There's money to be made. And when there's money to be made, you're going to have people that are going to take advantage of it. And so until we really start cracking down on human trafficking and treating it as a crime as it is, we will continue to have this border issue.
Well, let me ask you this. With the Epstein deal, is that going to bring even more focus to this human trafficking?
I think so. I hope it does, because so far a million illegal aliens that have crossed our borders certainly haven't.
No, it is more than sad to see what these poor women, and I would say young boys as well, have been exposed to from all the evil that has taken place. And, the Democrats want to say, they've not done much to offer solutions here to the chaos that we have at the border. I would agree with President Trump. It seems that Mexico has been doing more than Congress has, right?
No, absolutely. And then promising illegal aliens free health care in California is going to exacerbate the problem.
Got to love that governor there. The co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and Media Equality Project and founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com. 7